This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Anne Twist. I'm very happy now to welcome Ginny Marsh of Gorgeous You Photography to the programme. So good to have you with us, Ginny.
Good to be here.
Great, it's great having you here. So perhaps you can give us a little bit about background about you and what you were doing before you got the photography bug.
Before I got the photography bug? Well, I think I always knew I wanted to be a photographer, really.
Did you?
But I did a lot of travelling, took a few gap years, quite a few gap years actually, after college. And I sort of, I went to Australia for a year. I did a lot of varied jobs, like fruit picking, working in a meat factory as a chalet host.
Okay.
But that's really where I got my photography bug, really, because I took a lot of photos when I was traveling.
Right.
So I started working for an online camera retailer. So I worked in the sales department, then the warehouse. Eventually got bored because I wasn't taking photos.
But you knew a lot about cameras, I would
imagine. I knew a lot about cameras and sales, so I got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
So it was then that I decided to start a degree, basically, because I didn't know what area of photography I wanted to go into.
Oh, okay. So you hadn't. So you did the degree later, but what did you do at college? Was it anything kind of creative?
I did photography at college.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did photography A-level. I did better in art, funnily enough.
Okay. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, people don't do well in a subject if they don't kind of have a vision in it. So maybe photography wasn't right for you then.
No, exactly.
So you did all that travelling and then you did a degree in photography. Where was that?
Yeah, so I started at Guildford College.
Okay.
Did a couple of years for the foundation degree there and then went on to Bournemouth, the University of Arts in Bournemouth.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Then?
It's really good. Like, they're really geared up to getting you to be the best you can be. So it was amazing. The opportunities that I got were just out of this world.
Wow, okay. And is it a three-year course or is there a placement year? Or
It was a year add-on to the end of my foundation degree to make a full degree. So it was 3 years in total, a normal degree.
Okay.
But I just spent a year there and I got so much done in that year, you would not believe. But I ended up specialising in fashion photography, which I never knew that I would end up doing.
Oh, right. I wonder why. What sort of led you in that direction then, I wonder?
I'm not sure. I think at Guildford College, I just got interested in fashion photography and just pursued it. And I ended up, getting an award for being the best photographer, you know, on the course. Guildford, so I thought, must be good at this then.
Yeah. So you went to Bournemouth, did completed the degree, and then straight after that, you were straight into working for a photographer? Or?
Well, yeah, I started working part-time for another photographer whilst I was studying.
Yeah.
Luckily, I did find a job working part-time, which is hard, actually, when you're first starting out. But from there, I was trained up in photographing family portraits and weddings.
Okay.
So that's where my passion started, in portraits and weddings. And then after my degree, I did try the fashion industry for a bit and I just thought it wasn't quite right for me. It wasn't quite the right environment, I don't think.
Okay. Very difficult, I would think.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
Yeah. Just wasn't quite right. So I loved weddings. So I just pursued that, really.
Okay.
Then I was made redundant. So that's when I started my own business.
Started your own thing. And you started with weddings, I think, or did you start
so I started off doing weddings. So I was a wedding photographer for about 10 years. And I only stopped doing weddings this year, was my very last wedding.
Oh, was it? And that's because all the other things have kind of taken.
Yeah.
So tell us about all the other things. I mean, I can look at it on the website and anyone who's listening can as well. GorgeousYouPhotography.co.uk. I urge you to have a look at this because the photos are stunning. So tell us about, you know, what you're specialising in now.
Well, I've always had a passion for helping women with body confidence, basically.
Okay.
I mean, that stemmed from studying at uni. And I was really interested in, you know, how women are portrayed in the media and how it affects their body confidence, and how I could help them, basically,
right,
through photos, and helping them to feel more confident about themselves. Because it's so easy to take a bad photo. I think so many people have had bad experiences.
Yeah. And actually these days, people not posing in the same way that they would traditionally. So there's a lot of bad selfies out there, I suppose. Yeah. So I've been looking at your website, obviously, and we've got some amazing, absolutely amazing before and after shots in your portfolio. So talk us through the kind of process then. Someone comes to your studio, and I think it's in Farnham, is that right?
Yes, yeah, it's in Upper Hale in Farnham.
Upper Hale in Farnham. And so they come along for a photography day or session?
It's normally 3 to 4 hours.
Okay.
The photo shoot itself. I started doing mini shoots as well. Okay. So they're only 2 hours. They're like a mini version.
Yeah.
But the main photo shoot itself is 3 to 4 hours. My clients will turn up, get pampered by my hair and makeup artist.
There's champagne involved.
You know, we just have a fun girly afternoon playing dress up, basically. It's really good fun.
So they come along, you've got hairdresser, you've got a makeup artist. What about outfits? Do they bring their own or?
So, yeah, my clients bring their own outfits. Okay. Quite often they will see my wardrobe stylist before the photo shoot.
Right.
She's actually been on this show before, actually. Jo from Sparkling Ginger.
Oh, yeah, I know Jo. Yeah, yeah, she's lovely.
So that's great because then they'll help, you know, know what to wear.
Yeah.
Because that is a big question that my clients often ask. What do I wear?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Because they want to bring out the best in themselves. So I was thinking about this. It must be difficult to kind of style someone so they feel comfortable,
yeah,
but actually to then make them look the very best they can be, because some people might just feel that actually I'm just comfortable in that.
Yeah.
And you're sort of saying, no, but you would look really good in that. I mean,
it's all very individual.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I want to get across to my clients, is the personal service. And each client is very individual, and not the same as the other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all about the service and the experience for me, because you get a lot of photography studios who may be just a bit like a conveyor belt, and they can give quite a bad experience, really, because it's not tailored to suit the individual. So
yeah,
you just sort of get, it's like one result fits, it's the same for all, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, each person is different and each shoot is tailored to suit each client.
Each client. So obviously we've all been to hairdressers. Some people may have had a makeup session, maybe not a sort of personal styling session, but what about all the posing? You know, I mean, you know, is that an area where people sort of struggle when they sort of how to sit?
You it's know, completely what to do? Out of people's comfort zones.
Yeah.
And most of my clients come to me going, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I don't know how to pose.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine. You just follow my direction, basically.
Okay.
Because there's flattering poses for everybody. It
of
doesn't
course.
Matter what age, shape, size you are. You know, there are different poses to flatter different figures. So it's all about getting the best out of each individual.
So you, when they come into the studio, the makeup artist is thinking about the makeup, the hairdresser thinking about the hair,
yeah,
and someone else thinking about the clothes, and you're thinking about,
about how I can make you look best.
Interesting. Okay. So these are the ones which are just kind of the everyday photos, the ones I'm looking at the moment, where these women just look absolutely stunning. So what's the sort of process? They have their photos taken and then they get sent a load that they can choose from, or?
Yes, basically. Well, they come back to the studio,
okay,
a week or two after the photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then I do the big reveal, basically.
Okay. So you don't see anything on the day, even
no,
though it's digital. You don't show them anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to, it's a very careful selection process of me selecting all the best images from each photo shoot afterwards.
Right.
So I take some time to go through all the images and then another lot of time to retouch them.
Yeah.
And I will only show my
clients. I was going to ask you about that. Bit of photoshopping going on as well.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And I will always photoshop my images, but only because I want the images to look the very best to show my clients, because I want them to be wowed when they see their images.
Yeah. Okay.
And quite often my clients come in and they see the images and they're like, oh my God, how could I even look like that? I didn't even know that was possible.
I was wondering about that actually, because, you know, in some instances, there's such a transformation. I was wondering if that was pure hair and makeup and clever photography alone, or whether there was a bit of...
Most of it is pure hair and makeup and clever photography. I mean, I never want to make my clients look different from how they actually are when I retouch the images. I try to keep the images as natural as possible.
But maybe removing a blemish or things like
that. Yes, exactly. Okay. Removing anything that wouldn't normally be there.
Okay.
But still keeping it as them.
Yeah.
And even like wrinkles and things, I don't remove them. I might soften them a bit.
I was going to say, just calm them down a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, exactly. It looks amazing. So that's just kind of every day. And now we've got also, can't find the link, we've got the boudoir and beauty.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other level, isn't it? And how did that kind of come about? Were people asking for that, or did you sort of recognise that there was
I've always been interested in boudoir. I never realised I'd become a boudoir photographer, funnily enough. But the photographer I originally started working for did boudoir. So I guess that's where I got the idea. But I did lingerie fashion shoots when I did my degree, with burlesque models. And with the interest of body confidence, it sort of naturally went into boudoir, really.
Right, okay.
So I realised that I could help women to feel good about their bodies, and that's where it came from, I guess.
Okay. So, again, do people come in with their own outfits, or have you got...
Yeah, mostly. I always encourage my clients to bring in their own outfits because then it's more personal to them. But yeah. I've got stuff in my studio that people can borrow.
Yeah.
So like dressing gowns, feather boas, you know, all sorts of things that they can borrow if needed to go with what they've brought.
And is this a whole other level of people coming in and being nervous, or is the type of people that want to do this, are they quite confident to start with?
You know, I get a big range of clients, actually. I mean, obviously I do get some clients that come in who are confident, which is great.
Yeah.
A lot of my clients are not confident.
Even for the boudoir ones?
Even for the boudoir,
it's quite interesting, isn't it, that people who are not confident are up for this.
I know. But yeah, some of, you know, the ladies who come to see me are actually petrified when they arrive. We always have a pre-shoot consultation, so I always discuss with them what to expect, how to plan, we decide what to wear, or what kind of images they'd love to end up with. And, then they're a little bit more put at ease, I think.
Do people come in sometimes with sort of photos maybe they've seen on Pinterest or somewhere else saying, I'd really like to end up looking... Yeah.
Yeah, and that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's all tastefully done, isn't it? It's just a lot of underwear and, you know, a lot more flesh showing.
Well, yes.
So, you know, people have got to feel very sort of comfortable with that, haven't they?
And I always tell my clients to do it for themselves foremost, because it's to do with them and their body confidence and getting them to feel more confident. But a lot of them also do it as a present for their other halves.
Yeah, I was reading that. So there have been lots of sort of wedding presents and surprise Valentines and things like
that. Milestone anniversaries, birthdays. All sorts of reasons that my clients do photo shoots or to mark an occasion. Or they've been through something, either a sort of illness for a long time or, you know, they've been through a weight loss journey and they've come out and they just want to celebrate sort of them as they are at this stage of their life
and capture a moment in time.
Yeah
I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. So you've obviously dialed down the wedding, and is that because a particular part of what you're doing now has taken off and you just haven't got the time for the weddings, or?
Yes, basically the beginning of last year I ended up reaching burnout. I was just doing way too much in my business. I was working 7 days a week. The weddings were taking up
every
weekend.
And
I was building up the portrait side of my business at the same time, and it just got to the stage where I just couldn't do that much anymore. And there was about 4 or 5 months where I had severe exhaustion, and I still battled through. Somehow I kept the business going.
But you're not doing anyone any favours then, though, are you? Because you're exhausted. You're not going to bring your same personality to the shoot.
Yeah. I realised all about self-love, really. Yeah. And the fact that actually, if I'm not performing at my best, I can't run my business.
No.
So I had to really make the hard decision of where do I really want to focus and what am I most passionate about? And it was helping women with body confidence, really.
Interesting. And actually, I would have thought there's probably plenty of wedding photographers doing a good enough job, but probably not as many people doing this.
No, exactly.
Yeah. And actually people like to work with people, don't they? And you're very personable, so I can imagine that, you know, it's a very kind of, let's say safe environment, that's the wrong word, but it's a very kind of
welcoming. But I think, from feedback, I have a natural knack of putting people at ease, so.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. So we haven't talked about headshots and personal branding, which you were talking earlier in the show with Lydia, we were talking about sort of personal branding. So this is obviously a growth area. So it looks like you sort of go out and about to do that. It's less about the studio.
Yeah, I do. I still do a few shoots in the studio. It depends. Right. Some people who work from home and don't want to show that opt for a photo shoot in the studio.
Okay.
But quite often I will go out either to people's homes, places of work, out and about. They might work in a coffee shop. Anything that says something about them, basically.
Yeah, so interesting. I mean, there's some lovely photos here. And I can see some of studio shots. But I mean, I guess some people, they want to be in their own environment. You know, maybe they've got something that they need to have in the photo that kind of relates to their business, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. And that's really important because personal branding is very personal.
Yeah.
So everyone's different with that.
Yeah.
But still, so many women are not confident in that area. Even putting themselves out there and being visible in their business is really difficult for a lot of women.
Yeah.
And I've actually just started up a Facebook group for women in business.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Which is all about personal branding, but it's all about being visible. So it's called Gorgeous You, The Confidence to Be Visible.
Fantastic. We've run out of time, unfortunately, Ginny. We're going to have to sort of wind it up now. It's a really interesting subject, and the photographs are absolutely stunning, as is the website.
Thank you.
So it's been so good chatting with you and finding out more about this photography. So if our listeners wanted to give it a go or just find out more or look at the website, just tell us again the website address.
It's gorgeousyouphotography.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you so much and best of success with next year, and pace yourself. Don't burn out.
Thank you.
So that was Ginny Marsh of Gorgeous You Photography.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.